All right, 1380 WPHN. It is Tuesday. Time to talk travel with Deanne Colon from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning.
Good morning.
We haven't talked about Bermuda in a while, have we?
Gosh, we haven't. Yeah. And you know, summer is coming. And the one thing about Bermuda is it's a nice close flight.
Mm-hmm.
It's right in the Atlantic coast, right off of New York and the Carolinas. It's right in there. And it's just a beautiful British island.
Yeah.
They have pink beaches there, which is one of their things that they're known for, and they do have long stretches of beach, but they also have those little tiny beaches that you can just sneak into and find for your own, own use, you know. The nice thing about Bermuda being from Michigan is some people's vacation falls only in the summer.
That's true.
And some people, you know, yes, we can do Michigan, and we're so lucky to have the beautiful waters, but their best weather is April through September.
Okay.
So for us here, May, April, Bermuda might be a good choice. And if you're a golfer, it's a golfer's dream.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have a lot of all-inclusives. They do have a few. But what they have in Bermuda is they have dine-arounds. So three or four hotels have gotten together and they said, hey, if your customers are there, we'll share and we'll have you dine around and we'll drive you to all the different restaurants.
That's nice.
So that's a really nice plan. Or you can just do it on your own and go to dinner on your own. There's so many restaurant choices and bars. But I'll tell you, the downtown Bermuda area, every other building is a bar, pub, restaurant. You know, just like, you know, you'd love to see when you're on vacation. There's two ways you could do Bermuda. You can go fly into Bermuda and stay for 7 days, 5 days, whatever you want to do. But another way to do it is I've done it twice by cruise ship.
Okay.
So when you go into Bermuda, your hotel is the cruise ship.
Oh, nice.
So the cruise ship usually sits 3 to 4 to 5 nights if you're going on a 7-day cruise. And then you get on and off and your restaurant is on the ship, but your bars maybe are off the ship.
Sure.
Shopping.
Go explore a little bit.
Exactly. And I love that. We actually moved. The ship I was on was Celebrity, and we spent 3 nights on one side of the island and 2 nights on the other. So I didn't have to do that long excursion to the other side of the island.
Yeah.
So that really worked out nice. And it was cool to see the ship move in such a small area. These big cruise ships come in and it's like you have this little lane to go through. So absolutely a nice way to do it as well. Like I said, the beaches are gorgeous. When we were on the cruise, we rented mopeds, which they say you shouldn't, but we did. And then you can take that out to the beach, and that was just beautiful. I had friends that golfed that day. They golfed 4 different golf courses when they were on the island.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on a cruise ship or staying, you can golf every day.
Yeah.
Because, again, you're parked.
I mean, this just seems like a vacation paradise. You could do as much or as little as you want to. You know, you can just lay on the beach all day if you want to. You can go kind of explore, some of the shops and restaurants and bars. You can play golf. I mean, you can do what you want.
You can. And, you know, it's kind of the island for 2 kinds of people. If you're married and your husband likes to golf and you like to shop, perfect. If you're married and you both like to walk around, but your husband maybe get a little bored or maybe you get a little bored. It's a great location for that because, it is a fun island. It's a busy island, but you know, you can bike ride, you can moped. There's activities to do. Again, jumping back to the cruise ship idea, if one of you wants to relax, take a nap, do whatever, you can get off the ship and go into town.
Yeah.
It's right there in town parked.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about the other one walking alone.
Well, it's one of those things where somebody is thinking Bermuda for a vacation. What you do when you sit down with somebody is you kind of get to know, well, what do you want to do? Do you want to golf? Do you want to do a lot of stuff? Do you want to not do a lot of stuff? Here's the best place for you.
Exactly. And one nice thing I found about Bermuda, and I've heard this and I've experienced it, but I've been there 2 different times a year, the humidity is not like the South Caribbean. It's not as hot. It's not. So when you're golfing, it's not like you're just dying.
Right.
You know, like my friend, her and her husband went golfing and she sat in the golf cart, soaked up the sun. He golfed. She didn't like to golf. So, you know, there's other things that you can do as well and do that. But another thing that they have there is they have the other underground cenotes. So you can do a tour to that. There's some an old castle up there. There's a beautiful old hotel, that the Southampton Hotel, and that's a beautiful, big, gorgeous hotel overlooking a cliff, and then the beach is down below. So, I mean, there's so many different things to see. I just think that it's from New York, everyone goes to Bermuda, but from Michigan, it's kind of like you have to talk people into it. But it's like, it's such a gorgeous place. And when you take a cruise, you leave out of New York so you could actually drive.
Oh, yeah.
And save money that way. Could. Or when I went, one time I was out of New York and the other time I was out of Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So there's two ways to get there for the cruises, and most of the cruise lines do it now.
Yeah, you can get pretty cheap flights to New York, too.
Yeah, so. You can. Yeah. So, again, very reasonable. The island itself is more expensive. The stay is more expensive because they have that very limited time to have vacationers. As funny as it sounds, it's mild all year, but people do tend to go April through September.
Yeah, well, and again, with laying away your getaway, you can do it short-term or long-term. You can lay away your getaway and make two or three payments and go this summer, or you could say, well, we're going to do this next year and really make it a long-term payment plan and still be able to afford it.
Absolutely. If you want a really romantic place, a little bit more for couples, it's not really a big family destination, but for couples, I think it's a great choice. Give us a call at St. Clair Travel, 810-329-7163.